Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for giving me the floor. And may I congratulate you on your election as chairman of this conference and commend you on the very able and competent manner in which you are conducting our deliberations. Let me also thank the Secretariat for the comprehensive document they have prepared to guide our discussion on this important topic. I also want to thank the Director General, Professor De Silva Graziano, for the excellent work that he is doing. 2 points stand out in this document. The first is that the developing countries will be disproportionately affected by climate change. The second is that these countries need support for adaptation and mitigation if they are to protect the livelihoods of the rural poor who depend mostly on agriculture. And I think already this has been enunciated by those who have spoken before me. In the Southern Africa region in general, and in Zimbabwe in particular, the effects of climate change are already being felt. We have suffered from successive droughts, with the most severe being the El Nino-induced drought in the 2015-2016 cropping season. As a result, Zimbabwe had to spend scarce resources, over $500 million, importing food, putting further pressure on an economy that is already struggling because of the illegal sanctions imposed by some countries. But this year, 2016-2017, had been good in terms of rainfall. Although the rains came late, it rained consistently throughout the season. In some areas, we even had floods, which damaged infrastructure and killed the livestock. That notwithstanding, the government of Zimbabwe decided to take advantage of the abundant rainfall and introduced a special maize program for import substitution, and this we have dubbed Command Agriculture. The program was meant to provide cheap financing for agriculture and targeted farmers with access to irrigation water and better rainfall. Participation in the program was voluntary, and farmers were provided all-round support on a cost recovery basis. The funds were sourced from local private players who saw business opportunities in the program. As we speak, local commercial banks are lining up to participate in the program in the 2017-2018 cropping season. The special maize program for import substitution, which has been hugely successful, complemented the two ongoing programs, namely the Presidential Input Scheme and the More Food Africa program, which were introduced to increase food production by smallholder farmers in the face of climate change. The Presidential Input Scheme has been running for the past 7 years and it targets households in rural areas. On the other hand, the More Food Program, which we are implementing jointly with Brazil, has provided mechanization for tillage and irrigation equipment. This is a typical example of South-South cooperation. As a result of the three programs, the good rains, the hard work of our farmers, there has been phenomenal increase in output across all the food crops. Cereals, tubers, and pulses, in particular, have increased 321%. Sorghum, to be very specific, production has increased by 400%. And in terms of the pulses, round nuts have increased by 328%. Overall, therefore, we are expecting to harvest slightly over 4 million metric tons of food or of food crops. Our requirement is 2.5 million metric tons. This means, generally speaking, Zimbabwe will have a surplus of 1 million metric tons to be marketed. The three programs will continue into 2018 and beyond. And in particular, the Presidential Input Scheme will target this coming season 1.8 million households, 400,000 of which will be supported with a cash crop that is cotton. This week, the government of Zimbabwe will also introduce a program on livestock that will include also fisheries and wildlife farming as a special program to utilize marginal land that we think should be reserved for purposes of being included in a process of environment mitigation. It's prudent to undertake this program this way because sometimes we are allowing farmers to operate on marginal land that is not suitable for direct cropping. Let me conclude, Mr. Chair, by saying we would like, therefore, to see FAO scale up the work it has started to do in this area and in particular with the Southern Africa region. We also appeal, particularly where it now relates to the challenges of diseases and pests, we appeal that FAO looks in greater efforts to support the effort that we have started undertaking relating to fall armyworm. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.